So, hello. I'm here with Frank Turner. Again, this is the third time now.
Yes.
Actually, it's the fourth time we've met, but the third time you were completely inebriated and you couldn't remember a single thing.
Where was that?
It was at the barn in Winchester. Right. I did hear you on the radio yesterday, did an interview, and you said, don't know when you make it because no one's ever given you a badge, so I'm going to change that. You've made it now. There we go.
I'm going to wear that for the rest of my life.
So, you are here in Southampton. Yes. Southampton has a rich history of you.
Yeah. It has a rich history of many things.
Yeah, but you're quite important for us anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I grew up just up the road. I always think about this kind of thing when it comes to this, like, it's about Zoom level, by which I mean, like, if I'm in Winchester, I'm like, yeah, Southampton. But if I'm in Texas, I'm like, Southampton! Yeah. Because it depends how far away you are.
So you are here. It's the second night now. You played last night, which was incredible from all accounts.
It was the greatest gig that's ever been played by humans ever. It was a really good time. I really love playing hometown shows or home county shows, should we say. I used to come to this venue when I was a kid and see bands. I think I saw Machine Head here once.
I was on that gig, I think.
And I looked at the stage and sort of did the whole like maybe one day kind of vibe, and now we're here for two nights in a row.
So we are here in support of the new album, Positive Songs for Negative People.
Yeah.
Well, I've got.
Well, it's really good.
It's all right.
I'm staying out of this argument. We've got a thumbs up from the camera.
Though we've got to ask about it because you know that's what we have to do. So. It's a good album.
you don't have to.
All right, yeah. All right, the album was all right.
I think it's my best work to date from some angles. Depends how you think about stuff. But
one thing I do love is when we came to the barn show all that time ago. Yeah. You played Love 40 Down acoustically.
Oh, really?
You said this is going to be a new song. We're writing the album at the moment. Please all put your phones away, and everyone did. And I like the transition because it was acoustic, and then now on the album it's. Full of life and colour.
Yeah.
And there's actually quite a big difference when you first played it to when it got on the album.
Well, I mean, that's partly the instrumentation, but it's also like, I mean, I think people, there's a huge difference between a song that, as in just a list of words and chords and a melody, and the way that you actually then deliver it. And that takes as much time, if not more time, than actually just writing down the basics, you know? Yeah. And it's like every time you play it, you just speed a little bit up, you slow it down, you change the rhythm of something or whatever it might be. Do you know what I mean? So that's growth. I've achieved something with my time. Oh my god,
it's only taken 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So one question which I can't remember who actually gave it to me.
I'm sorry, are there going to be any questions for me?
I didn't know you were going to be here, Tim. I'm sorry, actually.
I just asked you a question.
How long did it take you to grow that beard? Because it's a very lovely beard.
This is actually trimmed up. I can grow it in a couple of days.
His beard is better than yours. Come on. Yours just looks like mine. It's just sad growth.
Some of us are amazing singers, songwriters, and performers. Some of us are really good with hair.
Yeah.
And I will concede. I put that book out earlier this year, and it's called The Road Beneath My Feet, and a friend of mine quipped in a Wildean fashion. He said it should also be called the hair Beneath My Hat, because the photo section is just essentially a gallery through all of the haircuts that I've had over the years. This one's all right-ish. It needs a trim.
Yeah.
The guy cuts my hair.
A bit poofy at the back. Yeah. So the question was, if you could go back to any song that you've previously written and rewrite, rescore, which one would it be?
Oh Christ! Well, there's a degree to which I have to not think about that kind of thing because you know, finishing a record, finishing songs. T.S. Eliot once said that finishing a poem, a poem is never finished; it's only ever abandoned. And there's a degree to which you have to learn to walk away at a certain point, because otherwise you turn into Axl Rose making Chinese Democracy, which was annoying and when it finally came out. I think you have to learn, and you know, learning when to stop tinkering is a skill. So on some ways I kind of try not to think about that kind of thing. In other ways, like, I mean, songs grow live and on tour, and like the other day I happened to listen to the recording of Photosynthesis again and went, oh my god, what fucking song is this? Because it's so different from how we play it live now, and that's just because we've played it every day for the last 8 years or however long it's been. So you know, songs kind of ebb and flow like that, but I'd rather spend my time sitting down trying to work out new songs than figuring out what I do with the old ones.
Okay, right, so the last two times we've met we played a little game. First time it was Mastermind, this last time it was Frank on Frank, this time it's Frank on Frank. Again, round two, right. And we're upping the stakes. So we started with a Toffee Crisp, then a Bar of Galaxy, and now we're moving up to a...
Holy f***! That is actually a
big bucket of sweets.
Yeah, we're moving up to a nice big Sparta Heroes.
You've printed it out and everything.
Yeah, we have Frank on Frank cards.
I'm not looking at the back of them. That was exciting.
Tim, you can join in.
Great. Can I give my Frank and then Frank and Frank?
Yeah, you can see if you can get the answers before Frank.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we're doing a buzzer thing and whoever wins gets the chocolate.
Buzzer sounds, please. Bzzz. There we go. Right. When was the last time you live tweeted a bad date?
Just in Berlin the other day. Was it Berlin? Yeah, it was Berlin. Yeah, it was quite funny. I mean, although loads of people were like, oh, suspicious they're speaking English, which is just like, I couldn't really have lied to you that it was happening in German, given that I don't speak German. It was the fact that they were speaking English which made it notable to me. Anyway, but yes.
You can only ever watch one TV show for the rest of your life. What is it?
Deadwood.
Ha! You didn't buzzer. Ha!
Oh, I can watch Deadwood.
Yeah, there we go.
You made the wrong buzzer noise.
Oh. We each have our own buzzer noise, okay? We're being creative.
He still made a buzzer sound, unlike you, so I'm going to give that to Tim. That's one all. Good thing there's five questions.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a tie break if there's only four.
Okay, all right.
I don't think this far ahead. Come on.
Right.
Right. When was the last time you were called by your full name, and what had you done wrong?
I've had been replacing my passport lately for reasons that I don't particularly want to go into, but you get called by your full name quite a lot when you're on the phone to the passport office and trying to get back into the country without a passport and stuff like that. So that's what I'd done wrong. But it was absolutely, and I'm not just saying this, it absolutely wasn't my fault that I lost my passport.
Wait, what is your full name?
Huh? Francis Edward Turner.
It's 2-1, right?
It's 2-1 to Mr. Turner. To Mr. Francis Edward Turner. You can have any superpower. What is it?
He's going to say flight.
I was going to say fire, so
We're actually down to the last question.
Yeah.
On Frank, brackets, and Tim.
You're not allowed to buzz and then think of the answer.
Everyone does that. Sure. Game shows. You always buzz in and go, you're out of time. All right, last question. Tiebreaker. Who gets the lovely bucket of chocolates? Have you been good this year? Also, what is Santa going to bring you?
You're thinking.
You're thinking.
I have been good this year. I've put an album, I've done a book, and we've done a bunch of charity stuff. We're raising money on this tour. We're raising donations for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and for Love, Hope, Stroke Foundation. And also, my mum sort of stopped doing stockings, really, now that I'm in my mid-30s. I do one for her instead.
Ah, that's nice. So no coal for you then.
No, but I do now get a box of chocolates.
Yes, you do. Well, thank you very much.